Ron Owens, KGO Radio. I have been here for decades, and yet I've never done a show on, of all things, grammar. And with us right now is the grammar diva. Her name's Arlene Miller, among other things, teaches grammar to adults at the College of Marin, and the author of the best little grammar book ever. Do people pay attention to grammar anymore?
You'd be surprised. There's a cult of grammar people. There are groups who really care about grammar, and those are the people I hang out with.
I would tend to think, though, that if there's anything that may have killed grammar a little bit, it's texting.
I just wrote a blog post on society in general becoming more lenient and lax about things and the change in care about grammar.
I mean, the worry there is, you know, you say, how are you? It's an R and it's a U.
Right.
You don't spell it out. You don't put it in any context. After a while, how long till it just gets into regular conversation?
It might get into regular conversation, but I wouldn't write a cover letter with it. And I wouldn't apply to college using that kind of language. So I don't know if it's ever going to get that bad so that nobody cares about it at all.
Now, explain what we mean when we talk about grammar in general, because you think prepositions, verbs, nouns, I don't remember what those things are, adjectives.
I
mean,
teach
most
those
people,
things.
I know you teach those things, but by and large, most people don't think about them. Most people have learned them and then either gotten them or haven't gotten it and they move on.
Right. And you don't really need to know those. Those words are the basis. You don't really need to. You don't talk about adjectives. When you write, you don't think about prepositions. Grammar is actually the structure of your sentences, and it has, however, come to include the other things like punctuation, word usage. A lot of times word usage is clumped with grammar.
In what sense? Give me an example.
Knowing the difference between affect and effect.
Uh-huh.
Your and your, it's
right.
And it's. There's lots of them.
It's and it's. I passed a test on it's and it's with flying colors. It was like, really, I think it was 20 questions. I got everyone right. So I do know it and it's and it's.
And it's really not hard to figure that one out.
Well,
explain to people. Well, all contractions have apostrophes. And it's, as a contraction, has an apostrophe.
But how do people know it's a contraction? Oh, because it means it is.
And it means it is. And the other it's is a possessive pronoun, and none of those, although some people put them in, none of those has apostrophe. Yours, his, theirs, mm-hmm. None of those.
One of the questions that also I find kind of interesting is you talk about the digital age, and you say, if anything, grammar is more important than it ever was, and you'd think it's almost the other, but with emails and all of that, can you stand out from the crowd because you do know good grammar?
I think so. It does matter. It does now that companies project themselves online with their websites.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been, I think, some studies done. And most people will not do business with a website with a misspelling or poor grammar. So it does. And there's more writing out there now and it's more public. So, yes, I think it does help your image.
You make another point that 70% of small to mid-sized businesses report that ineffective communication is their real bottom-line problem. How does that affect their bottom line?
It does. I think there was a company that went out of business. I don't remember what it was, a computer company. And I did a workshop and I taught accountants,
mm-hmm.
Business writing and grammar. And I asked them, what percentage of your job, and they're numbers people, what
right.
percentage of your job is writing? 90%. And these are accountants.
You have a bad memory. I mean, most kids, not you, but most kids have a bad memory about grammar in school. And how do you get them to get back in it and be interested in it?
I teach seventh graders.
Yeah.
And I teach probably more grammar than most teachers because I really like it.
Right.
I would like just to teach grammar. You know, I try. Some sit there with, you know, their eyes rolling, but I really do try to make it interesting, and I think I've succeeded. I have a book about an e-book on lesson plans for grammar
mm-hmm.
that tries to make it, had some ideas that try to make it a little more interesting, you know, playing games. And I think just my weird enthusiasm for it kind well, of motivates
stay,
them.
Stay with us. If you want to jump in, by the way, feel free to do so. 808-0810. We got her until the news at 11:30, so you can get through. 808-0810 being the number. When we come back, though, I want to talk about America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent. I got you, babe, and you've got mail.
My name is Amanda, and my story is real. We were struggling with feeding our children the right food. We would eat a lot of processed food and weren't buying a lot of fruits and vegetables. Because I was working, I wasn't receiving any other type of assistance. We were able to provide our kids those healthy foods through the food bank. It's really important to know that a lot of working families benefit from the food bank and from their services. It helps a lot.
Please give generously at BayAreaHunger.org.
Now is the time to understand and analyze the potential financial implications that the Affordable Care Act will have on your business. Wells Fargo Insurance can help your business address health care reform. Contact Wells Fargo Insurance today at 888-403-5436. Products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Insurance USA, Inc., a non-bank insurance agency affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Products and services are underwritten by unaffiliated insurance companies. Wells Fargo Insurance Services USA, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you have relatives coming to your house for the holidays, but you still have last year's stains on your carpet, it's time to give Zero Res a call, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Zero Res has the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, it's practically a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell fresh and look clean this season, and Zero Res makes it easy. Call 877-321-0739 for the $99 special. Two rooms cleaned and sanitized, and Zero Res will clean a 10-foot hallway for free when you donate a can of food for Bay Area Food Bank. Or you can easily book it online. You have so much to do this holiday season. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and your tile will look bright again. So call by this Friday to take advantage of this amazing deal. Two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99, plus Zero Res will clean a 10-foot hallway for free with a food donation. 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Or book it online at ZeroBayArea.com.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
New Year's Eve is just about here, so send out the old and ring in the new. Jill Bork and Brian Copeland blow the roof off 2013 with the fifth annual Not Your Normal New Year's Eve, an unconventional extravaganza featuring some of today's best stand-up comics at San Francisco's historic Marines Memorial Theater. And KGO has your tickets. Just listen to the Know Your News quiz weekday afternoons at 5:25 for your chance to win. For general or VIP tickets and information, visit nynnye.com.
Let's check some traffic. Clark Reed, it's 11:15. How are the roads?
Looking pretty good most places now, Ron. We're brought to you by Nissan this time around. Heading over to Concord, northbound 680 south of 242, though. CHP just finished running a brake to clear an out-of-gas vehicle from the center divide to the shoulder. Looks like it's just a little sluggish approaching the scene. And we had a problem in San Francisco with a suspicious device, which the bomb squad is taking care of. Wasn't a bomb. But Howard, they're getting ready to reopen between 9th and 10th. Mission and Harrison already opened, but it is still jammed in the whole area, so you might want to avoid for the time being. And we still have a crash that's been around for an hour, waiting on a tow truck, southbound 880 at the A Street off-ramp in Hayward. Only one vehicle, it looks like, left there. It's not really backing up the Nimitz. Do have a closure in Santa Rosa, though. Westbound 12 to southbound 101 left lane. They're doing attenuator barrel repair on that ramp until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Heading a little further south, southbound 101 Roland in Novato. Three big bags of debris in the middle lane. Heads up for those. This holiday season is sure to be Nissan's most memorable, and yours too, with big holiday savings during Nissan's Season to Choose sales event. Save today on their most innovative lineup ever. Shop ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan store. Hurry, holiday specials, and soon. I'm Clark Reed, KGO 810.
When it's a big story, depend on the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
We're talking grammar, and in the studio, Arlene Miller, who is known as the Grammar Diva. We'll get to the phones, 808-0810. Just one question before we do the phones, and that is, why do these grammar rules exist in the first place?
Technically, so we can be understood.
But if communication is to be able to understand somebody, somebody can say something to me very badly. See, now I'm worried about every word I'm saying right now. Somebody can put it in a very bad grammar context or whatever. If I understand them, isn't that the most important thing?
Well, my blog post I wrote yesterday was about this very thing. Who needs grammar rules anyway? If I go to your house for dinner and I eat the steak and mashed potatoes with my hands, is that okay? It gets in my mouth.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure I buy that analogy because that's just rude. Is it rude to have bad grammar?
Maybe. I don't know. There's just something about a sense of doing things right.
Sense of order.
Yes. Yes. That's... Why not do it right?
All right, let's take some calls, see where we're going with this. Rich in Manteca. Good morning, Rich.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I have a horrible time after 20 years almost of after graduating from UC San Diego of trying to figure out how to use whose, WHOSE, and, of course, whom, WHOM.
There's an app for that. No, let's see if we can find out.
Help them out.
The easiest way is to, for who and whom, is to either, if it's a question, answer the question or turn the statement around. And if you would use, substitute he and him. And if you would use him, you use whom.
Oh,
and
I see.
If you would use who, you use he.
That is one of the clearest examples.
Okay.
Clearest ones I've ever heard. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. That's good. Oh, here's somebody. I screwed up. I'm sure I did. Mark in Burlingame, good morning.
Yeah, I wouldn't use those words. But, yeah, when you said to your guest, if you I forget what the rest of it was, instead of saying if one, and we're speaking in the text of in the context of people in general, and you had to kind of apologize. I'm not saying you individually, if you forgot.
Yeah, or forgotten. You know, what you're really doing is you're giving me a key on this one, and that is probably the biggest thing with grammar. When is it okay to correct somebody's grammar?
When they ask you to.
Yeah, and otherwise you just don't say anything?
Or when you know that usually they would be asking you to, when you know that it's going to get them into some trouble if it stays the way it is. So generally
in conversation
probably not. Not on Facebook.
If there's a document
and it's going someplace where it's going to matter. Yeah. But otherwise, it's not necessary.
I mean, I've been around people all my life, some of whom have horrible grammar. I would never think of correcting them. It's not, you know, what am I, Snowden? I mean, who made me king?
Yeah. I mean, I hear fellow teachers make mistakes, and I'm not going to correct them.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, too. I mean, if you're like the grammar diva, you're expected to be perfect.
You know, I'm pretty good. I'm not perfect, but my speaking, I mean, I send out blog posts with typos. It's embarrassing because I don't type that well. And proofreading my stuff, it bores me to proofread it, although I edit other people's things. But my speech is fairly good.
808-0810. Let's go to Marilyn in Mountain View. Hi, Marilyn.
Well, hi. It's funny you should bring this up. My roommate and I argue about this all the time. I grew up with learning disabilities and ADHD, but I feel I do communicate with people well enough, but he's always nailing me on things, and even my mother thinks he's a bit nitpicky. But my question is that, you know, you get all these people coming from foreign lands. I go to Walmart. Sometimes I can't find people who can speak English, let alone, you know, good grammar. So, you know, what do you say and do about, you know, people like that?
That's a problem, and calling customer service too, and you can't understand them. I don't know. That's a different issue.
What about when I teased with this one because you did write a blog on it? Things that we say all the time: "You've got mail," "America's got talent," "I got you, babe," and they're all wrong. What do you mean?
They're all wrong, but you know they're okay. There's some.
Well, what makes them wrong?
It's have. Mm-hmm. If you got something, you already have it. I got a new bicycle for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Now I have it. Mm-hmm. If you go into a store and say, this is pretty much when it becomes the worst. If you go in a store and ask for something and the clerk says, "We don't got any," you don't get a great impression.
Well, no. If they had it in stock, you'd feel better about it.
"We don't have any" sounds a lot better.
So it's really "You have mail," America Has Talent, and I Have You, Babe. Are those three correct?
Yes. But, you know, last week you got mail, but now you have it.
Did I get mail last week? I don't
or
even
you
remember.
Have.
We got one more segment. Jump in, 808-0810. She's Arlene Miller. I'm Ron Owens. This is KGO.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating, and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Here in California, your official state marine mammal is the gray whale. But can a whale help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to GEICO? I mean, the whale does migrate more than 12,000 miles a year. But a 40-ton globetrotter won't likely make a detour to help you get great discounts on car insurance. Geckos are happy at home. And I know one who can help you save money with GEICO. Just say.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And just one more item, if I can. It's exciting travel plans. Hopefully you will be joining me. I'm talking about sailing on a world-class 9-day Mediterranean cruise from Rome to Barcelona. We leave on July 4th on Crystal Cruises luxurious, I can even say that, Crystal Serenity. And that is the best gift idea you can come up with. If you haven't come up with a big gift yet, grab this one. You'd love it. I promise you, you would love this one. Anyway, they got a great deal right now. They, of course, being Sterling Travel. I'll tell you about them in a second. But you can save up to $600 per cabin, double occupancy, if you book by December the 24th. Now, the itinerary is always important. We start from Rome, then we go to Florence, the French Riviera, overnight in both Monte Carlo and Saint-Tropez. Then we go to Spain, the glamorous island of Ibiza, followed by Palamos, and an overnight in Barcelona. Sound great? It really is, and it's a great value. In addition to the two-for-one fares, you also get free paid gratuities, free fine wines, beers, spirits throughout the ship, the entire cruise. You pay for nothing. No extra charge. You want to go to the specialty dining venues? No extra charge. Not only that, we'll host a couple of cocktail parties, too, for KGO listeners. So check it out. Call Sterling Travel, 800-777-6540, 800-777-6540, or just go to KGO.com and the Ron Owens page.
Get it first with KGO Radio and KGO News Alerts. Text NEWS to 35253 or sign up now at KGORadio.com.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Now, Chris Hernandez, our engineer, just pointed out it should be I Feel Well. Is that the idea? I don't think the song would do quite as good.
No, actually, I Feel Good is correct.
Is it really? Yeah.
They're both okay, but I Feel Good is grammatically correct. Yes.
Marie is in San Jose with a question for the Grandma Diva, and that is Arlene Miller. Good morning.
I absolutely love this segment because I always want to correct people's grammar. And one that is my biggest pet peeve is when people say first annual. I want to say, no, it's inaugural. And they have all these flyers for charity events, and I just want to mark them all up because there's no such thing as a first annual event. It's inaugural.
What you know what happens with that, like a call like that is, and I got to admit, I'm like that too. Every once in a while, you'll find something that just really bothers you. And that one bothers her. She's right. There's no first annual, is there?
I hear it all the time. And frankly, I've never I've never thought about it. I guess it wouldn't be if it's the first one.
It
may not turn
one.
Out to be annual.
Yeah, I guess the intent would be to yes. make it an annual event, but it didn't go like that.
That's a good one.
Tom in Rio Vista, good morning.
Yeah, hi. The one that grates on my nerves when I hear it is me and my pal instead of I. It just bothers me quite a bit.
Wait a minute. In what context? Me
it
and my
bothers pal. Me too.
Explain. Explain.
Me and my pal went to the movies.
Used my pal and I.
My pal and I.
Went to the movies.
And it's been overcorrected, so now people are using I when it should be me.
Yeah.
Which is one of my peeves.
So how do you get over that?
Well, a lot of people will say, well, he gave it to him and I.
Right. Gave it to us.
Gave it to me. So it's gave
it no,
to
gave
him
it to
and
both
me.
Of us.
Or you could give it to us.
Give it to but, both
yeah,
of us.
Right.
All right. Let's go back. Bill in Stockton. Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I find it ironic. Sometimes at work that the people who really can compose well are Asian or European. And also, grammar and composition are vital at work. Because if you get in a jam, you know, and you can't compose a coherent paragraph, and I've seen paragraphs at work that had, like, short ones that had 25 errors and conjugation problems. It's just very important that you master this if you want to be successful, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I agree. There are some people with advanced degrees and professional jobs who cannot write their way out of a paper bag. They use all kinds of faulty construction. How many people use have went? Educated people. I know people with doctorates who put apostrophes just in a regular plural. Drives me crazy.
I read one article in prepping for this thing that said you should be very sparing if you use a semicolon. I use that a lot.
Most people are afraid to use them at all. They
really?
Have no clue what it is, what it looks like, when to use it. They're afraid. And I love semicolons.
I do that. I like dot, 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 too, but that's also
everybody
not.
Does that. That's okay.
That's okay.
It's
I mean,
okay.
Dot, dot, dots don't fall into the category.
As long as you leave a space between each dot.
All right. So
ellipses.
If people want to learn more about grammar, you got a bunch of books there, don't you?
I do. I have the best little grammar book ever. I have another one called Correct Me If I'm Wrong. They are available on Amazon and on every other online book seller. They are available as ebooks and paperbacks. And if you're up in the North Bay, they are all available at all Copperfield stores as well.
Sounds excellent. Very good to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Grammatically, did I say that correct?
Grammatically yours.
Very nice to meet you. Would be better. Anyway, she's Arlene Miller. I'm Ron Owens. This is KGO. It's 11:30. That's time for news. And here's Kim Foster.
Thank you, Ron. A wildfire burning near the scenic community of Big Sur has damaged at least one structure and has forced some people from their homes. Fire officials say the fire near Pfeiffer Ridge Road and Highway 1 has consumed 500 acres, but it's not clear how many people have been evacuated. Fire crews are battling the blaze. They're dealing with erratic winds and unusually dry conditions. A 13-year-old girl who went into Children's Hospital Oakland last week to have her tonsils removed is brain dead after something went terribly wrong. KGO's Carolyn Burns has the details.
Jahai McMath began bleeding from her mouth and nose after the surgery. Her grandmother, Sandra Chapman, is a surgical assistant and tried to stop the bleeding herself as she asked nurses to call a doctor.
And Jahai was trying to suction her own self, and I was trying to suction Jahai. I said, is this normal for it to be this much blood and with this type of operation? And the nurses said, we really don't know.
Jahai went downhill fast, and by Thursday, she was declared legally brain dead. Chapman says the family feels like now the hospital is pushing the family to take Jahai off life support too soon.
Just give us a chance to see that God can create his miracle for Jahai, and just give us the opportunity without bringing it in our face. This is a coroner's case, and we don't normally keep someone on this long.
A spokesperson from the hospital says that while they're very sad this has happened, they can't comment until all the facts are known. I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
11:31 at KGO. Time now to check your money. Here's Marcy Norton at the Wall Street Journal.
Stocks are surging on hopes the Federal Reserve will decide this week to leave its stimulus program unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 151 points at 15,907. The NASDAQ is up 31, and the S&P 500 is ahead 13 points. The Weinstein Company has a deal to produce and distribute films and TV shows based on Miramax's library. Among the projects planned is a TV series based on the film Good Will Hunting. I'm Marcy Norton at the Wall Street Journal for KGO 810.
1132 at KGO. Traffic and weather first on the fives comes your way in just 3 minutes.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lenox Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows.
So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees.
Call Lenox Financial today at 1-800-365-7431. That's 1-800-365-7431. 1-800-365-7431. 1-800-365-7431.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats. In fact, I did add a little bit of the Lick of Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Sweet Pea have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Reverend Cecil Williams, founder of Glide in San Francisco. For 50 years now, I've been talking to San Franciscans about helping those in need. But I've not just been talking the talk. I've been walking the walk. I'm a great believer in action, and I know that change only happens when we act on our beliefs. At Glide, we believe in acceptance and justice. Our wraparound programs empower people to transform their lives. We feed the hungry 3 meals a day, every day. And we'll serve 5,000 meals on Christmas Day alone. Join me in celebrating Glide's 50th anniversary by taking action to help us change lives for another 50 years. Give your heart to San Francisco and donate at glide.org. You can text the word HEART to 20222 to donate $10 right now. Thank you.
Data and message rates apply.
KGO News Time 11:35. Traffic and weather first on the fives. Clark Reed checking the roads for us.
Hey, thank you, Kim. And we're brought to you by Continental Auto Body. Couple of problems in the South Bay, San Jose, southbound 280, south of 101. SUV, it's a spin out into the bushes there. And on southbound 680, south of Jackson, 2-car fender bender. It looks like they've both gotten over the shoulder. Oakland, watch out for a large box in the right lane of eastbound 580 at Harrison. And some slow traffic continues on the Nimitz. It's the construction zone now. The sweepers have moved on, but southbound 880 slow, 29th down to 238. We still have a closure in Santa Rosa on the ramp from westbound 12 to southbound 101. It's the left lane. They're doing some barrel repair there till about 1 o'clock. When you meet by accident, call Continental Auto Body Paint, conveniently located off Highway 80 in Albany on San Pablo Avenue. Call 510-524-0563 or stop by. That's Continental Auto Body and Paint. I'm Clark Reed, KGOA 10.
Thank you, Clark. ABC 7's Mike Nico with your Bay Area forecast. Clear skies across the Bay Area today. Temperatures at the coast in the 60s, rising into the 70s in the inland areas. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dipping down into the upper 30s to mid 40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. I'm Kim Foster, KGOA 10.
All right. Ready for your quiz?
I am.
This is just a fun thing I've been telling
you. Is it hard? Do I have to study?
You don't have to study because you might get the answer. I don't know. I think it's a very tough question. It's the Christmas time of year, and you have all of these different artists. They all come out with Christmas albums and the like, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're always old songs. You know, they're redoing Silent Night or Deck the Halls or something like that. we have not had a real Christmas hit, in other words, a new Christmas song, for 19 years. With all of the top artists that are around, not one original Christmas song that has really made it in the last 19 years. Can you remember?
Even that Mariah Carey song?
Is that the song?
Yeah.
That's the song.
Ah.
You got it right. All I Want for Christmas
is
You.
Yeah.
That is the last single Christmas song.
I have it on my iTunes, and I play it in July just because I miss Christmas.
It's a great song. But can you believe that? That with all the artists that are around, nobody has come up with one since 19 years ago.
Come on, artists, get with it. Yeah.
They got new songs on holiday albums now by Kelly Clarkson, Leona Lewis, but they kind of sound Phil Spector-ish. They don't really sound like they're really original in any way.
True.
All right, if you're going to do that, I might as well give you the full quiz.
Oh.
Billboard's number one artist of the year.
Of this year?
Of this 2013. Taking everything into consideration. How much they sold, who they are, what they do. Anyway,
Miley Cyrus.
Twerked her way to the top of the charts, but not of this one.
Ah, okay.
Nope. Next case?
I can't think of, let's see. Justin Bieber.
Not even on the list. You are kidding me. Have you ever met anybody who could sing a Justin Bieber song?
No.
I've never heard anybody who could do that. No, the number one artist, not Miley Cyrus, though you think so, not Justin Timberlake.
Justin Bieber.
No. we went that route. Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars, yes.
A real treasure.
I love Bruno Mars.
Anyway, you did very well.
I did okay.
You did very okay.
50%.
All I Want for Christmas is You. Very good. Very well done.
I'll sing it to you later.
Okay, I'll be ready for it.
KGO 810, live from the Conklin Brothers studio. Conklin Brothers Floor Covering in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo.
Question, of course, how does Chris Hernandez get it that quickly? No sooner do we say it and he's got the song there. You know, I was ready to talk about something. I think, let me do a little inside baseball on the air. Renee, I think I'm going to keep this till tomorrow. Let's talk Christmas songs. Let's talk Christmas songs. The ones you like and you don't like. The one you just heard is definitely among my top three. The Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You. And what is the one, come on, now it's slipping my mind and I'm sure you'd know it. Every year, David Letterman's got the same one, and, Darlene Love. What was the song? What is her Christmas song? Anyway, 808-0810, let's just have some fun. The Christmas songs you like and the ones you don't like. I've been very open and honest. There is one Christmas song that people love. I cannot stand it, and that's Little Drummer Boy. I know. You know, I shouldn't even be in the business. I'm Jewish. I don't care. I love All I Want for Christmas is You. Darlene Love, it'll get to me in a minute, or you'll call me up and remind me of it. But which songs do you smile at all the time? I never get tired of Jingle Bells or Deck the Halls, but maybe it's my liking of slower songs being very much not me. I kind of like up things and up songs, but I'm trying to think. No, what's the Darlene Love? Thank you. Chris Hernandez at the controls, the best. Ron Owens, KGO Radio, as we're talking Christmas songs for the fun of it. Thank you, Chris. But that was original, too, but that was more than 19 years ago, because Darlene Love has been there for a while. You know how that thing started? She was, Letterman, I think, was doing a daytime show at the time and did that song. And everybody just got so into it that it's now a tradition on the Letterman show that she sings it every year. And I just love that song. But I think my favorite is All I Want for Christmas is You, the Mariah Carey one. In fact, I saw, what did I see? I caught it on YouTube where she did it with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. And really, I mean, a cappella, and it was really, really good. All right, favorite or least favorite Christmas song? There's no right or wrong. Let's figure it out. Tom in San Francisco, good morning.
I've always liked Good Morning, Ron. Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart by George Michael.
Yeah, that is good. And wait a minute, when was that done?
I think it was probably done before Mariah.
Last Christmas, again, Yeah.
The very next day, you gave it away.
Excellent song. Excellent song. I'm sure Chris is working his butt off trying to find it right now. You find it? Nope. Okay. The George Michael one? Believe me, you'll hear it before we get to the next break. David is in Sacramento. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I bet you any money that nobody doesn't know. Do you remember James Ingram? The one that sings 100 Ways Just Once?
The one who does I Don't Want to Be Alone or something?
Oh, you know it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give you about 1,000 points for that, because that song, James Ingram, the one he sings, is absolutely amazing. The one he sings, I Don't Want to Be Alone for Christmas, he starts out with the Chipmunks.
Yep.
The Chipmunks, and then he goes into a really ballad. It's absolutely amazing. You got to get that one.
All right. We've got that one on the list there, the James Ingram one. It's funny you think about the Chipmunks, too. It's kind of a pattern when it comes to the Chipmunks, in that the first time you hear it each Christmas season, you go, you get a smile on your face. And by the 50th time, you are ready to just whack a chipmunk, as they say. 808-0810. Nobody's got a least favorite song yet. That's the interesting thing, too. But what is your favorite and or least favorite Christmas song? 808-0810. Ron Owens, KGO 1143.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lenox Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows.
So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees.
Call Lenox Financial today at 1-800-365-7431. That's 1-800-365-7431. 1-800-365-7431. 1-800-365-7431.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 33304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Call 855-856-2424. That's 855-856-2424.
And with the latest in traffic and his favorite or least favorite Christmas song, here's Clark Reed.
Ho, ho, ho. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right. You got it.
Well, anyway, Ron, we're going to head out to the South Bay, first of all. We've got this report brought to you by Oakland International Airport Parking and Oregon Expressway on-ramp to northbound 101. A truck lost apparently some concrete, and the car hit it. Cars over the shoulder. They're trying to get the concrete out of the lanes. And in San Jose, an accident. Southbound 680 south of Jackson. A couple of vehicles over the side, but the fire unit is blocking the two right lanes there. Traveling on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday this week, Oakland International Airport's offering low fares, new destinations, and three free days of parking. Book your flight today and then go to oaklandairport.com for details. Park close, fly on time. We're also brought to you by Starbucks. And in Oakland, watch out for a box in the right lane of eastbound 580 at Harrison. CHP on the way to scoop that up. And still some slow traffic southbound 880 from 29th down to 238. It's not jammed, but it's slow from the construction zone and from Caltrans sweepers going through a little bit earlier. Starbucks holiday gift cards. There's a little holiday magic inside every Starbucks gift card. It's the gift that everyone on your list can find delight in, with beverages to warm their hearts and treats to brighten their spirits. Stop into Starbucks and pick up a holiday gift card for the one you love and share joy today. I'm Clark Reed, KGO 810.
The worldwide resources of ABC News. On the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. On KGO 810.
Last Christmas.
And that is Last Christmas by George Michael. And was that, now, is that George Michael or was that Wham? It's both. Well, it says both. Well, Wham is two people. It's George Michael, and I always get people, and I think it's Andrew Ridgely is the other one. And nobody remembers Ridgely. Everybody remembers George Michael. That's interesting. I think so far my three favorite Christmas songs are all really by new artists, comparatively, if you go back to the birth of Christ. I mean, you've got George Michael, what you just heard, Darlene Love, and, of course, the Mariah Carey song. 808-0810, Chris is in San Francisco. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good, good. Hey, Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas in the classic film Meet Me in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Just gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
But you know what that does? That also points something else out. There are certain songs, if a particular artist sings them, you love it. If somebody else does, you don't like it anywhere near as much.
Yeah, that's a fact. Hey, by the way, Ron, the Sons of San Francisco are going to be singing around town this Friday for the 27th year in a row.
And that benefits?
That benefits everybody in town who happens to hear him sing.
And you are part of that?
I sure am.
Well, I'm glad you called. Where are you going to be performing?
A few places, like the House of Prime Rib, the Buena Vista.
You're going to go to the House of Prime Rib? I love the House of Prime Rib.
Absolutely. Between 7 and 7:30, we should be singing there.
Sounds great. Get into the spirit. Right. I think you're doing it. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Chris. Scott in Danville. Oh, I see what you like. I can understand that. Go ahead, Scott.
Of course, you have to talk about the House of Prime Rib 10 minutes before lunch, but yeah, that's...
Well, they're only open for dinner, so don't worry about it.
I know, but still, it makes me hungry. Hey, Ron, any song by Vince, and you know I need your spelling lady that you had on the hour earlier. I think it's Giraldi, Vince, the Peanuts.
Yeah, Vince Giraldi, isn't it Giraldi?
Yeah, Giraldi, I think. Yeah. I can't. But anyway, any of the Christmas songs, the piano music, just puts me right back, you know, 30 years ago, back to just... I can, every time I hear that, I'm like, now I'm in the Christmas spirit. But
yeah, and it's like what Chris said before. I mean, he put Meet Me in St. Louis, that one. Now you got Peanuts. Again, it's a visual that you remember. And so anything that goes along with that is good.
Well, have a happy holiday.
Hey, same to you. Very glad you called. How about Katie in Benicia? Favorite or least favorite? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Sleigh Ride was my favorite.
That one?
Yes. Yes, I was at a Christmas concert at De La Salle High School last week,
uh-huh.
And their jazz band performed it. Perfect. Absolutely amazing.
Great song, too. I do agree. Yes. Again, it's another one of those up songs, and maybe that's it, but I do like that one. Oh, Katie. Let's hear from Katie in Santa Cruz. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm ready.
So, Baby, It's Cold Outside is my favorite song.
Yeah, that's by Mark Nieto.
And it's your what?
Nothing. See, Mark Nieto doing
then,
the new.
And then my
the...
least favorite is Jingle Bells, and my kids make me.
Why is that the least favorite? Now, Jingle.
I can't stand it.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, and my boys make me sing it every day for the whole month of December.
Really? Maybe that's why you hate it.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I can't. Jingle Bells is like hate free, isn't it? I mean, you can't really hate Jingle Bells. Well, I guess we just had somebody who did. Chuck is in Monterey. Good morning, Chuck.
Hello.
Hi.
I like the Christmas Goose.
Which one's the Christmas Goose?
Say what?
Say what? Sing it for me. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I don't know the words to it anymore. Frank and Mike on KNBR used to play it all the time.
Really?
Do you remember Frank and Mike?
Of course. Mike Cleary, Frank Dill, of course I do, but I don't remember the song, I'll be honest. Julie is in Santa Clara. Good morning, Julie.
So my favorite one is I'll Be Home for Christmas by The Carpenters.
Oh, yeah. You know, I hate to say it. There's a guilty pleasure for both of us. The Carpenters really have a great Christmas album. They really do.
Oh, yeah. And I agree with your idea that it's only by a certain person. And so that evokes for me. It's not just a song, but it makes me think of Karen Carpenter and the time. And I have a least favorite one, too.
Which is?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, yeah. But that was...
So annoying.
Yeah, but, you know, that was novelty. You're right. I mean, it's hard not to dislike that one. But I'm thinking, it's funny when you say, when the Carpenters sing it, it's a special thing. And I'm thinking, you talk about a show that runs the gamut. In the space of about 2 minutes, we've gone from Karen Carpenter, who sadly died of an eating disorder, to the House of Prime Rib, where you just can't get better beef. We cover it all.
They told me, but
get that off!
This is Buster Posey of your San Francisco Giants. If you're like a lot of Giants fans, the last place you want to be during the holiday season is at the mall. And the first place you want to be during the baseball season is at AT&T Park. So, do yourself and your loved ones a favor and give them the gift of Giants baseball.
A home run for Posey!
With a Giants holiday six-pack, get six Giant games for one Giant deal.
And the Giants win it!
Pick your games, get your seats, and you're a holiday hero. All without getting trampled by crazed holiday shoppers. Just go to sfgiants.com and get tickets to the early season games on the 2014 schedule for the Giants fan on your list.
And that is the full game!
Giants six-packs make the perfect holiday gift, but the best seats and the best games are going fast. So grab your six-packs right now, and you'll score an extra gift for just ordering. A free Giants holiday nutcracker. That's right. You'd be nuts to pass that up. So this holiday, give the gift of Giants baseball. Go to sfgiants.com/tickets and have a Giant holiday.
Jared is the place to go for diamond fashion jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry has an incredibly unique selection of diamond fashion designs in necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, including our jewelry brands, Neil Lane Designs and Heart's Desire. Or indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds. Prices starting at $100 to over $10,000.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, when. Ever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, this is Ryan Scott. As the holidays draw close, certain things are given. Pumpkin finds its way virtually on everything. Night falls earlier, and I start freaking out about what I'm going to get my girlfriend for Christmas. This year, though, I have a plan. When we moved in our new home last year, KGO's Kim Foster told me all about an amazing place called Home Consignment Center. It has great furniture at the best value prices. You can find amazing deals on the kind of stuff that will make your friends jealous when they come over to your home. Now our house looks great. And Home Consignment Center also has jewelry. Their staff is non-commissioned, so the prices are great. Cha-ching! I win. So I told my girlfriend to go with one of her friends to one of their five barrier locations and pick out something that she loved from all the choices, which will make it easier for me to choose out the gift later. Love the one in Campbell because it's huge. If you want to shop like me, you can find the showroom nearest you. They have five barrier locations and two in Sacramento. Check them out for yourself online. TheHomeConsignmentCenter.com. TheHomeConsignmentCenter.com.
When it happens in the Bay Area.
The medical examiner says a woman whose body was found in a stairwell at San Francisco General Hospital likely died of a chemical imbalance.
Depend on KGO 810.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell.
Now, that's kind of a classic from growing up. You know, that was not a traditional Christmas song, but that was a guy, Bobby Helms, and he came up with a hit. Became a real hit song. But meanwhile, outside of Mariah Carey, or since Mariah Carey came out with All I Want for Christmas Is You, we have not had a major artist with a new Christmas song at all. We have not had one. Let me look at some emails and stuff. Nancy says, Gene Autry, Rudolph, Good Santa's coming on a whirly bird. Yeah, that would be bad. I would agree. Oh, Holy Night. Yeah, again, I'm more in the fun Christmassy thing, I guess. Oh, yeah, Kevin Wood says, Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. I heard that over the weekend. I guess that's a new one, Trying. I think that may have even been the motivation for that article I read where it said we haven't had one for 19 years. Leona Lewis is trying with it. I don't know. It didn't grab me completely. I'll have to listen again. In San Jose, hey, Brad, good morning.
Hey. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
I love Bruce Springsteen, but Santa Claus Is Coming, it's just, when he sings that, it just drives me up a tree.
And the reason is? Because it's just so not him, or what?
It's just that Santa Claus Is Coming, it just, I don't know, it just drives me crazy.
I think it's the artist on that one, because, you know, you like Bruce, and that's not really what he normally does. I can see that. In Santa Rosa, hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I told your producer I had a couple of bad ones, but since I got thinking about it, I found out some real garbage. One of them's the Chipmunks.
Well, they're tradition, though.
You listen to that boy. That'll institutionalize you.
Yeah. And, Ross Bagdasarian. How's that? Go ahead.
Another one about the grandma getting ran over by a reindeer.
Uh-huh.
And the one I like is Nat King Cole song, Chestnuts Roasting Over.
Oh, that's the Christmas song. That is one of the best. I think Mel Torme did it and wrote it, too. Didn't Mel Torme write it? But, yeah, that Chestnuts Roasting. Yeah, I love that song. Mark in Oakland, good morning.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Owens. I got two.
All right.
Keith Emerson, Father Christmas. It's really good. And if you want to laugh, Cheech and Chong's Christmas Carol.
Cheech and Chong did a Christmas Carol? I'm surprised they weren't just sitting around and didn't release it till New Year's.
Yeah, they come in, you know, Santa's coming to town to get the food stamps, and it's really good.
Hey, I got to go check that one out. It's been a while. I haven't thought of Cheech and Chong in a long time. What else do we have? Oh, we don't have time. Damn it, I'm having fun with this. Yeah, pot that up if you would, Richard. That was our first caller who pointed out this was a great song. I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. Ah, this was spontaneous and fun. I love that. I'm Ron Owens. Thank you so very, very much for listening. Great show tomorrow. No idea who's going to be on. Oh, no, what's this, Kim Foster? You're not going to be on the show tomorrow, are you? No,
I will.
Okay.
I'll be here.
We'll have somebody. we'll type it out one of these days. Anyway, I will see you at 9:05 again. I do thank you for listening. This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and the new news is next.